The World This Week. Business.
In testimony to Congress, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, admitted that prices are increasing at a faster pace than central bankers have forecast, but reiterated his view that pressures will eventually ease, avoiding any return to 1970s levels of inflation. Fed officials now think consumer prices in America will be 3.4% higher in the fourth quarter than a year before, up from 2.4% in an earlier projection. In May, a different measure of inflation hit 5%. Mr. Powell pointed out that price rises are sharpest in sectors linked to the reopening of the economy and will recede. Microsoft's market capitalization reached $2 trillion, making it only the second American company after Apple to do so. It hit a valuation of $1 trillion in April 2019. Microsoft's share price is up by 20% since the start of the year, outperforming Amazon and Apple, but not Alphabet, which has seen its stock rise by around 40%. The median price of a home in America, excluding new builds, was $350,300 in May, a record according to the National Association of Realtors, and up by 24% year on year. The NAR has also reported that sales are rocketing of vacation homes, a hot commodity, as people seek peace and quiet to work remotely. China's central bank stepped up its clampdown on Bitcoin and other digital currencies, hauling in officials from the country's biggest banks to discuss the problem of cryptocurrency speculation. China eventually wants its citizens to use a government-backed cryptocurrency that is being tested in pilot projects. The price of Bitcoin, meanwhile, recovered somewhat after falling below $30,000 for the first time since January. The share prices of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which guarantee American mortgages, plunged by more than 30% after the Supreme Court rejected most claims brought by a group of hedge funds, including Bill Ackman's Pershing Square. They claimed the government, attempting to recoup bailout funds, illegally seized $100 billion of profits earned by Fannie and Freddie since 2012. The justices disagreed.